obviously, what's it like to get on the field, and what was it like watching, and what do you see now after you've seen the offense in two games, how you fit into it or it fits into you?
Oh, it's promising, man. I'm looking forward to getting out there with the guys, one, you know, especially because they're producing. Got guys out there making plays. Guys getting more and more comfortable with the offense as the weeks go on. So, like I say, I'm looking forward to being out there with the guys.
Can you talk about what Joe Lombardi has brought to this offense, what the differences are from last year to this year?
One, it's a totally different offense. So, that in our division especially, you know, give everybody a different look. They don't know what we're coming at them with. So, this would be a great year for us if we could get everybody on the same page.
Do you guys feel pretty confident you know how defenses are going to respond, especially with you moving around a lot, or do you expect to see a few surprises?
You never know how a defense is going to respond. You can watch film all you want, but there are always going to be a few nuances every game. But for the most part, you get an idea about what they're
going
to do.
How is going in motion going to help you, Kelvin? What's it going to do for you?
I think for everybody, it just helps us see what the coverage is. You know, that man follows me over. We got a good idea of be man. I mean, most of the time, you know, not all the time, but most of the time. So, especially for the quarterback, he'll know what look he's getting into and where to go with the ball.
Kelvin, you haven't been in the lineup the last couple of weeks, but how important has it been for the other guys to know that it's not all on you, these guys can get it done and move the ball as well?
It's big. Like I say, it's very inspiring to see those guys making plays out there, you know, especially last game. First offense went out there, and then we came out in the second half, went down and scored again. That was very promising to see, and it helps build confidence.
You are still expecting to play on Friday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's not up to
me, so I'm just going to play until the coach pulls me out.
You feel good?
I feel good, yeah.
Are you as curious? I mean, this is almost like Calvin 3.0 now. Third coach. Are you as curious to see how you fit in this offense as anybody else is?
I'm as curious as anybody else, you know, but one thing that's not going to change is the way we go out there and work. You know, we're still going to go out there and bust our butts no matter what coach calls, you know, however we fit into the plan. We just want to win at this point, yeah.
It was reported about Jimmy Graham caught a little heat for ignoring the rule about the touchdown, the slam dunk.
Yeah, I'm not letting Goodell get in my pockets.
What's it going to be? What's the
we're going to come up with something as a group, I believe. You know, Golden, a couple of the guys we're talking about coming up with something. So you might see something from the receivers that everybody might do when we score. You never know. We'll see.
It was reported you're going to wear a custom splint this year on your finger. Have you given that a go through yet, and does it affect you in any way?
It doesn't affect me. Dodge did a great job of making the thing so that it doesn't affect the way I catch the ball. So, you know, like I say, we're going to give it a go and see how it feels.
Can you even tell that it's on when you're playing?
No, you don't think about it, yeah.
Which finger is it?
Don't worry about it. Too much into the details. Goodness gracious. No, I can't do that. I got cameras on me. Yeah, we got some guys really doing well this year at camp. You know, Corey Fuller has come night and day from last year. Ogletree's very smooth route runner. Ross doing his thing. He's strong in there. We have a great, like you said, we have depth, so that's a good thing for us. Guys know all the positions, you know, so that's another good thing. So it's going to be tough when that time comes around when coaches make those decisions.
Broyles is
great to see him the way he responded to back-to-back injuries in the last couple seasons, you know, and to see him out here looking as if he did when he came out.
Stafford said this was the deepest receiver core he's had since he got here.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I agree. You know, that's why I say it's going to be very interesting to see what decisions are made when cut time comes.
Last question, guys. The coaches have brought all this new stuff here. How close are we to maybe seeing this as a Detroit Lions stamp instead of maybe, you know, other parts? How close are we to getting this to be a Lions offense as opposed to maybe a combination of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to put our own stamp on it by the way we play, the way we go out there. You know, we'll be the hardest hitting team, both on offense and defense. It's just the way we carry ourselves out there. That'll allow us to put our own official stamp on this offense in this season.
One thing about your health, how do you feel physically right now compared to how you ended up at the end of last season?
Oh, yeah, it's night and day, you know. It was hurting at the end of the season, as well as everybody else. You know, it's a long season, a long, brutal season. So this is the best we're going to feel all year, so we got to take advantage of it. We'll be right back.